whatever vice you have, realize that that option is always there for you. These vices are alluring. They are not going away, and that's a good thing. The stuff that's so alluring that you know that's not good for you, but it sure is fun, it will always be an option. Welcome to the Happy, Healthy Human Podcast. These minisodes are a short thought, meant to be quick and easy for you to get in and get out with some helpful knowledge and a quick little mindset reset, delivered each weekday morning, so make sure you come back tomorrow for the next episode. It can be hard not to get caught up in the things that we often might consider time wasters. Netflix, scrolling on social media, answering endless emails, or whatever else. We know that we have better things to do, things that would help us be happier, healthier versions of ourselves, but these things can be so alluring. And I'd be lying if I said I never fall into those same traps either, because I'm far from perfect. But one thing that has helped me seriously wean myself off of some of these more addictive time traps is the mindset that those things will always be there. I remind myself that they are not going away, and that's a good thing. The stuff that's so alluring that you know that's not good for you, but it sure is fun, it will always be an option. So for me, it was going out to bars, having a drink, or seven. I used to drink a lot. I used to go out to the bars and party 2, 3, sometimes 4 or 5 nights a week. And this wasn't just a casual after-work beer. I was going out for a rager, drinking to excess, probably blacking out most nights. And when I was living that lifestyle, it was hard to stop. Not because of a true addiction. I'd argue that I was never really addicted to alcohol. Although I drank a lot, it was never really about the drinking. It was about the party. FOMO, as they say, fear of missing out. I had to go out because that's where the party was. That's where the fun was. That's where the girls were, my friends, and everything else. So how could I possibly stay home and miss out on that? Eventually, luckily, I got past that phase of my life. I started going out less and drinking less. I started to shift my priorities to be more focused on my health, my personal growth, and things that would benefit me positively in the long run. But again, I'm still human. I still love a good party, a shindig, a Halloween bash, or a 4th of July barbecue as much as the next person. So sometimes, I still go out, and I still do drink. Even now, at the age of 33, I might go to a club or a party or go with my friends to one of the old bars we used to frequent. And you know what that's like? It's exactly the same. Nothing changes. The same bars that I went to 5, 6, 7 years ago are exactly the same today. The same clubs. My friends who are still going out, it's the exact same night, played out over and over again. People getting drunk, loud music, overpriced drinks. Is it fun? Sure, of course. I will always have a good time surrounded by good people and drinking and partying with good music. But the point is that it's nothing special. It's nothing new. It is the exact same night that I've lived 100 times before, played out over and over and over again. So when I choose not to do those things, when I choose to stay in because that's what feels good and what is good for me, I don't actually need to have FOMO because I'm not actually missing out. And the same can be said about binging Netflix or scrolling on Instagram. It might be new posts or new shows, but it's the same experience. And that option is always there. And that means I can always flip that switch. If I want to turn that spigot back on, that option is always on the table. So whatever your vice is, again, whether it's alcohol or Netflix or smoking cigarettes or whatever vice you have, realize that that option is always there for you. These vices are alluring, but I found that just knowing that the option to do it is there and will remain there and that it's not going anywhere and giving yourself that option takes a lot of the mental pressure off. It gives you the breathing room to make a conscious decision when you don't feel like you're going to be quote unquote missing out or being somehow deprived. Sort of like in dieting, many people have experienced that. when if you have a diet where you can't have something, like you cut out all carbs or you can't have cake, that's all you want. You want the cake, you want the carbs, you want the bread. But if you have a diet where you know that you're allowed things and you can eat whatever you want, you're just choosing not to, you might not have that craving for weeks or months at a time when it was all you could think about when it was on your restrictive diet. So whatever your thing is, if it's Instagram or TikTok, delete it off your phone if that's what you're spending too much time on. You can always re-download it. If you spend too much time on Netflix, cancel your subscription for a month and see what happens. You can always go back if you really miss it. Whatever you're saying, well, if it wasn't just for spending so much time on this, I'd be able to do so much more. Just cut that thing out. Not forever, but as an experiment. Sometimes, often I've found, just knowing that that thing is still an option if you really want to go back to it is the assurance that you need to remind you that you actually don't need that thing in this moment. That's it for today. Take a moment and text this episode to a friend so you can help them live a happier, healthier life. And I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Happy, Healthy Human podcast.